జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. గోపీ జనవాళ గిరివారధారీ, గోపీ జనవాళ గిరివారధారీ, యశోదానందన బ్రజ జనరంజన, యశోదానందన బ్రజ జనరంజన, జమునా తీరావనచారీ, జమునా తీరావనచారీ, జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, jai om Vishnupada paramahamsa parivraja gacharja. Astotara sata Sri Sri Maharaj Vangra Sisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Iskan Viviti Fangra Vacharja Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai om Vishnupada paramahamsa parivraja gacharja. Astotara sata Sri Sri Maharaj Vangra Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today reading from Canto 10, Chapter 12, The Killing of the Demon Agasur, text number 39. Sakridyananga pratimantarahita Mano mayi bhagavatim dadau gatim Sa eva nityatma sukhanubhutavi Vyudastamayontargato hikim puna Sakridyaranga pratimantarahita Mano mayi bhagavatim dadau gatim Sa eva nityatma sukhanubhutyavi Vyudastamayontargato hikim puna Sakridyaranta Sakridyaranga pratimantarahita Mano mayi bhagavatim dadau gatim Sa eva nityatma sukhanubhutyabhi Vyudastamayontargato hikim puna Vyudastamayontargato hikim puna Sakridyaranga pratimantarahita Manomayi bhagavatim nadau gatim Saiva nityatma sukhanu bhutyabhi Gato kutim puna Sakritya ranga bhagavatim dadogatim Saiva nityatma sukhanu bhutyabhi Tridastamai homan karadikam kim kuna Sakatiranga patimantarahita Manomai bhagavatim dadau gatim Saiva nityatma sukhanu bhutyabhi Atajis? Saiva nityatma sukhanu bhutyabhi Okay, word for word. Sakrit, once only. Yat, whose. Anga pratima, the form of the Supreme Lord. There are many forms, but Krishna is the original form. Antaha ahita, placing within the core of the heart somehow or other. Manaha mayi, thinking of him even by force. Bhagavatim, which is competent to offer devotional service to the Lord. Dadau, Krishna gave. Gatim, the best destination. Saha, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva, indeed. Nitya, always. Atma, of all living entities. Sukha anubhuti. Anyone thinking of him immediately enjoys transcendental pleasure. Abhivyudastamayaha. Because all illusion is completely removed by him. Antaha gataha. He is always present within the core of the heart. He, indeed. Kim punaha. What to speak. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If even only once or even by force one brings the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead into one's mind, one can attain the supreme salvation by the mercy of Krishna, as did Agasura. What then is to be said of one, those whose hearts the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters when he appears as an incarnation, or two, those who always think of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the source of transcendental bliss for all living entities, and by whom an illusion is completely All illusion is completely removed. Purport. The process for receiving the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described here. Yat Pada Pankaja Palasha Vilasha Bhaktya from Bhagavatam 4:22-39. Simply by thinking of Krishna, one can attain him very easily. Krishna is also described as having his lotus feet always within the hearts of the devotees. Bhagavan Bhakta Hridi Stitaha. In the case of Aghasura, one may argue that he was not a devotee. The answer to this is that he thought of Krishna for a moment with devotion. Bhaktyaham ekaya grahya. Without devotion, one cannot think of Krishna. And conversely, whenever one thinks of Krishna, one undoubtedly has devotion. Although Agasura's purpose was to kill Krishna, for a moment Agasura thought of Krishna with devotion, and Krishna and his associates wanted to sport within Agasura's mouth. Similarly, Putana wanted to kill Krishna by poisoning him, but Krishna took her as his mother because he had accepted the milk of her breast. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Bhagavad Gita 2:40. Especially when Krishna appears as an avatar, anyone who thinks of Krishna and his different incarnations, Ramadi murti shikala niyamena tishtan, and especially in his original form as Krishna, attains salvation. There are many instances of this, and among them is Aghasura, who attained the salvation of Sarupya Mukti. Therefore, the process is Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantascha Dridhavrataha. Bhagavad Gita 9:14. Those who are devotees always engage in glorifying Krishna. Advaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam. When we speak of Krishna, we refer to all his avatars, such as Krishna, Govinda, Narayan, Vishnu, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Balaram, and Shyama Sundara. One who always thinks of Krishna must attain vimukti, special salvation as the Lord's personal associate, not necessarily in Vrindavan, but at least in Vaikuntha. This is called Sarupya Mukti. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Psapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaiti Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So reverse once again, if even only once, or even by force, one brings the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead into one's mind, one can attain the supreme salvation by the mercy of Krishna, as did Agasura. What then is to be said of those whose hearts the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters when he appears as an incarnation, or those who always think of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the source of transcendental bliss, for all living entities by whom all illusion is completely removed. So there is a famous verse. One should always remember Krishna and never forget him. So this verse is actually from the Padma Puran, and it is mentioned in Bhaktivinoda Sindhu and also in Chaitanya Charitamrita and on other places. Smartavya satatam Vishnur vismartavyo na jatuchit sarve vidhi nishedhasyur eta yor eva kinkaraha. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be the servants of these two principles. So these are the two main principles. Always remember Krishna and never forget him. If you want to read it, it's from Madhya Leela, chapter 22, text 113. So, in thinking about Krishna, it is important to understand who Krishna is. different people think of Krishna in different ways. So Agasura, even though he was thinking of Krishna as an enemy and wanted to kill him, at the final moment of his life, he was able to remember Krishna with little devotion. And therefore, he was given this special benediction of being having a form just like the Supreme Lord, Sarupya Mukti. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned here, and we have been reading about Putana, who received the benediction of being Krishna's mother, even though she came to feed him poison. So Krishna is very kind, and he is benedicting everyone who has come, who has surrendered unto him. Those who surrender unto him are very, very fortunate. Everyone has to surrender to him at some point in time. If we don't surrender voluntarily, then we have to surrender by force. At the time of death, everyone has to lie down flat, dandavats. So it's important to think of that and actually surrender voluntarily, because then there is so much more benefit by doing that. So this verse here, yat pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya, from Bhagavatam 4:22-39, is actually describing that the process for receiving the favor of the Supreme Lord is to engage in some kind of devotional service. And devotional service to the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 2:40, this verse is also quoted here. Neha bikram nashu asti pratyavayu na vidyate svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Bhayat means fear, that by even performing one little service for the Supreme Lord, this can save one from the most dangerous type of fear, which is described other places as this living entity, the soul, we entering into the body of a lower species of life. Now, this is the most dangerous type of fear, because we spend millions and millions of years and lifetimes coming back up from wherever we fall, coming back up to the human platform, and then given a chance again. And the human form of life, it's a big opportunity. Bari bhagya manushitana pava. It is a very fortunate thing to have, the human form of life. This vehicle is very, very fortunate to have. So now, that's why we are here, to enhance our spiritual life, to get purified so that we can get out of this cycle of birth and death. We're going round and round and round, sometimes up in the heavenly planets, sometimes down in Patal and all the lower planetary systems. Now we are in a middle planetary system with a very good vehicle to get out of this cycle, so we don't have to come back anymore. So, if even only once, or even by force, one bring his mind to remember the Supreme Lord, then one can attain the supreme salvation by the mercy of Krishna. So even by force, so sometimes we go out and we try to get people to chant the holy name, and so many people take advantage by us going out there. That's why Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be in the streets. The temple is the center of activity, but go out to the streets, meet the people there, or in the big cities where there's thousands and thousands, millions of people. But the whole idea is to give people a chance to at least think of something different. They're always enjoying, they're always entangled in what they call enjoyment. So by going out there and being out there, and people get to see us, and people get to hear the holy name, and even if they ask one question, well, what is that mark on your forehead? Many people, they sometimes ask like that. What is that mark on your forehead? We get a chance to explain it to them. In fact, if someone asks a question like that, usually they are very pious. Because those who are very impious, those who are very degraded, they don't usually come close to ask. They have already found out who you are, and therefore they don't come close. And their minds, these are demons, or these are, you know, real weird people, and therefore in their mind they already calculated from previous knowledge of what they have heard in church or so forth, that these are demons, these are demoniac people, and therefore they don't normally come close. But when someone comes, someone is open-minded, he has done some pious activities in the past, and now he's getting a chance to come a little closer and ask questions about who you are, just for information. And they might be thinking it's just for information, but actually they have done something good in their previous lives or in this present lifetime. They might have met devotees, or they might have just appreciated the Sankirtan. So there are all these different things of how one can remember Krishna. For us, Srila Prabhupada wanted that we live close to the temple. We arrange our life in such a way that we'll always remember Krishna. Like, you know, getting a place close to the temple, living among devotees, getting work even among the devotees, so you don't have to travel so much. And in these different ways of trying to maintain a position close to the devotees and the temple, so we can see the Lord regularly, and we can associate with the devotees and ask them questions and chant together and just serve Krishna together. It is such a wonderful thing. Because this is what pleases the Lord most. By coming together regularly and chanting about His glories. In Bhagavad Gita, in one of the shlokas, one of the four shlokas there, the chatur shloki, 10.9, it is said, Matchita matgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. That the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, Krishna said. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So this is where the bliss is, this is where the happiness is, in meeting regularly and conversing and talking about Krishna and His glories, talking about the pastimes. We go out on book distribution, or we go out on Sankirtan or Harinam, and talk about the pastimes of what we did at those places for the glorification of Krishna. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-25, Satam Prasangam Mama Virya Sam Vido Bhavanti Hritkarna Rasayana Katha Tadyoshanara Swapavarga Vartmani Shadharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. This is also a very nice verse, and the meaning is, in the association of pure devotees, discussion of His pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord, it is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. So by meeting and discussing about the pastimes of the Lord, in the old days they would sit down at night, everybody in the ashram, sit down at night and read Krishna book, and then just take some milk or some popcorn and then take rest to serve Krishna. Going to serve Krishna in a different way by sleeping for Him. So 24 hours a day we can engage in serving Krishna like this. And this is what we get by serving Krishna. We get this pure devotion and we feel always happy and our hearts are always joyful. We hear of how serving the demigods, one gets very quick results. But those results are also very quick to go. They come easily and they also go easily. easy come, easy go. It comes easily and it also goes easily, because the demigods are also temporary. Temporary, meaning their position and what they give is temporary. But when the supreme, so that's why when one worships Krishna, it takes a little longer. Why? It takes a little longer for us to get what we want. Krishna provides everything, even whatever is given by the demigods, Krishna is also providing. But Srila Prabhupada described in a few places that it takes a little longer because Krishna doesn't just give us what we want. And while he is giving us what we want, he's also purifying our heart. And that's what you don't get by worshipping the demigods. In a few places he described it like this, that the demigods give you what you want. You want some material things, they give you that. But they don't give purification of the heart. And that's why the process is much more difficult when someone worships the demigods. It's like going up the steps. You have to take a longer time to get up. Krishna consciousness, worshipping Krishna is like taking the elevator. So you go quickly, you reach your destination very fast. Srila Prabhupada here also mentioned in the purport about giving benediction to these demons. Because he is so kind and he's giving, even though they have come to kill him, still he is benedicting them with the form that looks like him, Sarupya Mukti. And then all his incarnations, himself and all his incarnations, when we worship or we think of any of those, we also get the same benefit. Ramadi Murti Shukalani Yamena Tishtana Anavatara Makaro Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajani. I worship Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who has all these different incarnations, Ram and Balaram and Lord Chaitanya and so forth. So all these are there for us to remember. So many different pastimes are there in these different incarnations to remember that there he is. Ambarish Maharaj, he is like the perfection of remembering the Lord by doing different activities, by using all the parts of his body to engage in service of remembering the Lord and serving the Lord. And those verses are from Canto 9, Chapter 4, and three texts, 18, 19, and 20, that talks about Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor, that Maharaj Ambarish always engages his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna. So his mind was used to remember Krishna. Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane. His words, everything he speaks, is in describing the glories of the Lord. Karau Harir Mandira Marjanadi Shu. His hands were used for cleansing the Lord's temple. Shrutim Chakara Chuta Satkato Daye. His ears were used for hearing the words spoken by Krishna or spoken about Krishna. Shrutim, you remember Shrutim means to hear. And then Mukundalingalaya Darshane Drishau. Darshane means to see. What do you think that line means? Mukundalingalaya Darshane Drishau. Who would like to guess? Nobody would like to guess? Yes, Jatari Prabhu. For seeing the darshan, for seeing the Lord's form, the deity form of the Lord. He engages eyes in seeing the deity of Krishna. And then tad bhritya gatra sparshenga sangamam. Bhritya, you remember that word bhritya, it means a servant. So Krishna's temples and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan, all these things, darshan, to take darshan. And then he engaged his sense of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees, the servants of the Lord. So tad bhritya gatra sparshenga sangama. He used his body to touch the devotees' bodies, to touch the servants of the Lord. And then granam chatat para saroja saurabhe. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of tulsi. Tulsi that is offered to the Lord. And then Srimat Tulasya Rasanam Tadarpite. Rasanam Tadarpite means that he engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasad. Padav Hare Shetra Padanu Sarpane. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and to the temples of the Lord. Shiro Rishikesha Padabhi Vandane. Shiro means the head. So he used his head for bowing down before the Lord. Now remember, if you don't bow down voluntarily, you would have to bow down by force. And then, kamam cha dasye natu kama kamyaya yato tamashloka janashayarati. He engaged all his senses. Indeed, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Ambarish, he never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service and various engagements related to the Lord. This is the way to increase attachment for the Lord and be completely free from all material desires. So, this is from 9.4, 18 to 20. I'm talking about Ambarish Maharaj and using his bodily parts and his mind and all that in serving the Lord in all these different ways. Okay, any questions or comments? Everything was so clear that there's... Okay, Mother Akuti.
I just want to share how
important it is. Microphone, please. We need a young man to walk across the room.
One lady who was at the Ocala program in the evening, she was with her daughter, and she commented to somebody that she was at a football game, and someone, she said, I don't know, I was just walking by, and someone just swept me up off my feet and danced with me, got me dancing, and it was so natural and so nice. I really enjoyed it. And then she ends up at our program also, so you can see that the pious effects, if we're just out there, then they can grow. And they, of course, making lots of advancement, appreciating dancing for Krishna and taking prasadam and hearing about Krishna. So that's our real duty, is to, like you said, to be out there.
Yeah, thank you. Chitari Prabhu. Yeah, it is so nice to go out there and meet people who really appreciate the chanting and the dancing. It's wonderful.
So I have to thank, I think it's Mother Vrindavan and Ramiya's wife.
Mother Ananta.
Yeah, you mean they got these little smart boxes with the books, which is really nice. I've been looking for something at my rug store up in Jacksonville for a while, and they had these really nice boxes where you could put books in there, and we've been giving out prasadam there for years. And you know, we give everybody a little peppermint, you know. But Sunday, this young lady came in. She was with her daughter, and she had a T-shirt on that had... She had the Om symbol on the T-shirt, and I thought, you know, I was obviously helping her to get a rug, you know, but which she did buy one. But in the end, I was saying, well, you know what that means? And she said, yeah, I make these, you know. She makes T-shirts for, you know, bands and groups and stuff, and then she said, but this one's free, you know. It was a misprint, you know.
I see.
And so then my mind kind of perked up, because I tell people, I show them the display of books, which is really nice, and I say, these books are free, you know. tuning in the word free, you know. It says, and then I point to the box, but you can give a donation, you know, to help print it for somebody else. I even have a little price sticker on next to each book, you know, suggested donation, you know. And then I was taking her rugs out in the car, and she said, oh, I know. So she took she looked at the Bhagavad Gita and she said, this is perfect, you know. She said, there's no coincidences, you know. And then I took the rugs out of the car and she said, you know, she had all this stuff in there. She said, my grandfather is terminal. He has some kind of cancer, and he's been in hospice, and but he's coming to live with me, you know. So I'm fixing up his room, you know. He's got a TV and, you know, rugs and beds and everything, you know. And I was thinking, wow, it's just perfect, you know, because, you know, hopefully she'll read some of this Bhagavad Gita to him.
Yeah. So. Or even just to keep it in the house is very, very auspicious.
So anyway, the point was, when you were saying about using your ears, you know, I was thinking, wow, you know, just seeing this Om symbol and then hearing, you know, it kind of perked my eyes, you know, because not everybody that comes in is, you know, ready, you know, but sometimes there's just a little something, you know.
Right.
Like one lady came in and she had like, I mean, I hardly ever see it. Here's this young couple and they had 5 children. You know, I was thinking, wow, perfect for the higher taste, you know. So she took a higher taste.
And it's amazing how it works, you know. It's a whole, if you know, in my own life, when I look back, I can see how one thing led to the other. And every one of you could actually, if you look back at things that happened in your life, you'll see how one pious activity brought you to something else, and then that, you know, you build on that. Trivikram Prabhu.
So earlier you said that some people would come and they would probably dance with the devotees and so on. Some people, they would run away and so. What would be the destination of them? What's their destination?
Those who run away? Well, the fact that they have seen the Sankirtan is auspicious for them. You know, they run away, they think that they can run away. Or they close their ears. Somebody said, when they close their ears, it means that they have already gotten Krishna inside. Now they're, they're keeping Krishna inside. So it's auspicious all around. Even if, you know, sometimes even they, you know, they make joke with us, or they may even chastise us. Go get a job, you Hare Krishnas. You've already said Hare Krishna, my friend. So in this way, it's becoming, little by little, they will get you know, more purified. There's no doubt about it.
It's nice to see how our preaching activities seem to pull back to help everyone. It's the other day I took my wife, because she's had some problems for workman's compensation, and I'm sitting reading my index cards with verses, and one young man came in there to be seen, and he goes, "What are you doing?" So I walked closer to him with the cards, and he goes, "Oh, you're one of those Hare Krishnas. I go to the Krishna lunch in Santa Fe."
Put it a little closer to your mouth.
And so, of course,
can't hear you very well.
I preached to him. I preached to him a little bit, and invited him to the temple on Sunday feast. And as soon as, of course, he went to be seen, and then just sitting there, and then Manu and his wife showed up. And I was thinking how that, you know, that you could see that this devotional community is so nice, because, you know, there's so many connections. So, you know, like you were saying, the importance of going out and chanting and distributing books and prasadam, that the effects are there.
Yeah. Or if you can go out, support those who go out. You know, help them to go out. Push them to go out. Yeah. Madan Mohan Prabhu? Okay. All right, so we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.